This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. An upcoming film series in Galesburg will put the spotlight on renowned documentaries. It's called The Docu-Series, and it begins this Friday at the Orpheum Theater. Executive Director Aaron Glasnovich says the theater has shown documentaries in the past, but never week after week as part of a series.
We have actually had a lot of patrons and supporters in the past year since I have been interim director here. When we ask for, you know, recommendations on what would you like to see, a lot of people have said, well, I want to see more documentaries. And it's a relatively low impact kind of event for us to be able to host. It's, you know, the screen, the projector, and then, you know, all of the front of house stuff. So it's a relatively simple thing to be able to offer. And then to be able to offer it kind of in the more dark months and the colder months of the year where somebody, you know, we might need to get away to a warm place to have something to do that's not outside.
Are these new documentaries? Are they older ones? What are you going to be showing?
Most of them are relatively new. There's one from, I think it was 1982, but for the most part, they're all in the late 2000 teens, I guess. The most recent one is, and I'll start with talking about this one, is Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. We closed the season with that one, actually, and that is from 2019, and it's about the singer Linda Ronstadt, and she tells a lot of her own story. Although, to start the series, Three Identical Strangers is a story about identical triplets that were separated at birth, and then we go on from there. That's where we start the series, and then we go on after that. January 17th, Misrepresentation, about women in the media. Buster Keaton's film called The Great Buster, a documentary about that silent film, stars January 24th. And then the oldest film on the series, like I said, from the 80s, is Say Amen, Somebody, on January 31st, celebrating African-American culture and music. And then, like I said, the Linda Ronstadt film caps it off on February 7th.
How did you come to choose these particular films?
It was a long process. Like I said, I had asked for recommendations from, you know, people that are supporters, and then people will just come to me. And a few of these were actual things that, you know, I'd had patrons say, oh, would you, I heard about the Linda Ronstadt movie. I'd love to see it at the Orpheum. So I looked into it, and then Three Identical Strangers was another one. And then I kind of tried to give a little bit of a variety kind of in between to, you know, represent different groups of people and to tell different stories. And I snuck the Buster Keaton one in there because it really, number one, he's a great old film star, and also because it kind of harkens back to the days when we were that silent movie palace too. So,
did Buster Keaton ever perform here?
Not that I know of. I think that, I don't know that he made it around here. He was a vaudeville performer when he was a child, as people will see and learn from the film. But I think that it probably would have been done with his vaudeville days by the time that the Orpheum was built in 1916.
Some of these, maybe all of these, are available through streaming services or cable, whatever. Why would you tell someone to come see it at the Orpheum?
It's one of those things that, like you said, is kind of being lost due to the advent of modern technology and streaming services. And I think that what we want people to remember and not to lose is that community experience with their friends and neighbors and strangers as well. And to be able to sit down and remember what it's like to watch things with other people and not sit in front of your computer screen or looking on your phone. And to this place was built for that kind of experience to bring those people together. So we would love for people to take a chance and see a film that might interest them, spend $5 to come see it here at the Orpheum, because you're not just paying to see the film, you're paying for the experience all around.
Aaron Glasnovich is executive director of the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. The docu-series opens this Friday with Three Identical Strangers. Documentaries will be shown each Friday evening at 7 o'clock through February 7th. Admission is $5 per film. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.